stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, already today we've had the CTL, the NCF, and PC are coming in hour two. Now for our E-Block, it's DS time here on America's number one travel radio show. And today's Destination Spotlight is going to have us checking in on Pigeon Forge. This segment of the show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And many pieces of our Travel Pro Luggage are out and ready to go as we depart for London. And right now you can spring into Spinners and save up to 25% site-wide this weekend. And whether your preference is hard side or soft side luggage, Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day no questions asked full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. We say it all the time, folks. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, so don't waste your time or anything else, as this is affordable and it's going to last you, okay? As a show fan, you'll save up to 25% off all spinners site-wide this weekend at TravelPro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Let's head down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee via the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline. Waiting for us is their head of tourism, Leon Downey.
Leon, good morning. Nice to be reconnecting with you today.
It's great to speak with you guys again.
Well, nice to have you here. All right, so, you know, I am not sure there is anyone we could talk with who knows more about Pigeon Forge and the surrounding area there in Tennessee than you. You've been in your role nearly 40 years, and you certainly have had a role in the significant growth that's happened there. What makes you most proud to call Pigeon Forge home, Leon? And why do you say the area is a place our listeners around the country, you know, they should come spend some of their travel dollars with you?
That's a great question, Robert. Thank you. The thing that makes Pigeon Forge unique in my mind is that we're primarily a family vacation destination. And tourism in this town, even though it's a tiny town, tourism is our number one industry. It's in some ways we're, like I say, a tiny place, but we have a giant economy here, tourism-based economy that last year, for the last 3 years, has been over $2 billion. So tourism is what we hang our hat on here, and it's all family-friendly.
So, Leon, one of the reasons that we wanted to check in with you today is because spring is here, and summer is not far off, and people are going to be looking to book their summer vacations. And you're right, Pigeon Forge is a tiny place, but as you said, it's a great family destination with lots of offerings, even though it's small. So just talk a little bit about some of the offerings and anything new on tap this summer.
Sure. The big thing for us here in Pigeon Forge, we're the home of Dollywood, which is the most ticketed attraction in the state of Tennessee. And the good thing about Dollywood is our guests who visit here regularly know that every year there's something new and different to do at Dollywood. And this year, of course, is no exception. They will in May introduce the new Dolly Parton experience, which is an interactive attraction that is designed to be a one-of-a-kind immersive storytelling experience that offers guests an overview of Dolly's epic achievements and a close-up look at her most treasured items. And people, it just seems to me, can't get enough of Dolly Parton because she's such a unique and such a powerful personality. And then on top of that, they have three new shows that they're doing. Dollywood has 40 different music shows a day. They've added From the Heart, which is a life and music of Dolly Parton. It's a stage production, a brand new show on their DP Celebrity Theater. And then a sing-along with Dolly in the Back Porch Theater. And then the one that I'm particularly interested in is the trio, Three Times a Lady. And it's a tribute show to the 1987 album that Dolly released with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt.
Well,
fun.
You know, Leon, when I think of Pigeon Forge, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is attractions, right? And Dollywood, no question about it. I think most people around the country are going to associate Pigeon Forge, as well as the beautiful Smoky Mountains that are there.
Yes.
But what are some of the other top attractions you like to encourage folks to experience? Or maybe perhaps, you know, one or two that you really like yourself?
Well, we have the Titanic Museum here, a museum attraction, and it's a world-class attraction. I love that, and I could spend days in there. There's so much information there. And we have two major new attractions that will be coming into the market in the fall. The Nerf Action Experience will be opening, and it'll be only the second one built in the U.S., and has battle blaster zones and sports challenges and obstacle course. And then there's also, in the same building with them, will be the Crayola Experience, which features 20 hands-on activities. And, of course, you can make your own Crayola crayon. do those kind of things. And so we're excited about having both of those new attractions in the market because, again, they're not in this market right now.
Right. So in terms of getting there, I think Knoxville is the best airport. But, you know, Robert, we drove from Atlanta, and people could also fly into Nashville or Charlotte. It's maybe three or four hours.
Ironically, we think about that. Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta, they're all about
they're
three
all
and a half
accessible.
To 4 hours away.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I want to give you the opportunity before we finish briefly here to talk about the range of accommodations.
Sure. We have over, the other thing, again, we're a small city, but we have over 15,000 lodging units in our city, all types of anything from cabins to condos to family-friendly hotels. And as a matter of fact, we have six new hotels under construction at this time.
Nice. The growth
will be about 1,066 new rooms.
The growth continues, Leah. All right, really quick, and I'm sorry because we're running out of time. We've got about 20 seconds with this. Favorite or most interesting food you'll find in Pigeon Forge that you say makes the visit worth it?
Oh, well, one of my favorite things is at the Party House Cafe in the Old Mill Aircrafts area. They have a fried green tomato BLT sandwich that has Benton's bacon on it and guacamole, which is what I call it. A taste explosion.
We're going to leave it there. All right. Listen, we really appreciate the update on Pigeon Forge today, Leon. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels there at mypigeonforge.com. Leon, have a great weekend.
Hope you folks do, too. Thanks again for talking to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to y'all.
All right, well, there is a good check-in with Leon. Pigeon Forge is how we're going to wrap Hour 1 on this April 6th broadcast, everyone. Hour 2 is going to begin in just a few minutes after the top of the hour break. The National Communal Forum is going to have us discussing the solar eclipse coming on Monday. Our next 60 minutes together, well, it's going to begin in about 7 minutes. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. And don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.